Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis, it's Heather Banker.
Hey, Heather, how's it going?
Good. So I just want to be sure, so I have the application, but is it only one page?
Yes, yeah, it's just one page.
Okay, and then I guess the other thing is I just got the phone with Bruce, and basically I think that, and I don't want to waste your time, so if it's going to be an issue for you guys, I'm not sure. But when I initially talked with him, I thought they were going basically just off of the company. But apparently, I'm in the middle of working out stuff with my tax attorney on some liens that I personally had with the IRS. And I guess it affected what they pulled for whatever it was that Bruce was working on. So I think for me, it's like I don't want to keep going and like have somebody waste their time if that's going to come up as an issue, because it's completely separate from the company, which is what my tax attorney has always told me.
You know, that's a good question. I can find out, and so that I don't, you know, pull your credit again and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How much, do you know how much the liens are for?
I think it's like $98,000, and the reason why we're even fighting it for a settlement is because they just basically guesstimated an income for me because I was a realtor and I had quit working in real estate. And so they went off of like an assumed, cause I had made a lot of money, for quite a few years. And then I gave that up 3 years ago and came to this. And so I took basically everything I made from that and put it into this company. So basically we have to do like a settlement because they did like an assumed income, based off of, I guess, my previous years, cause I hadn't filed. And
right. So
it just like totally screwed me. And then they hit me with a tax lien. And I was like, hold on a second. I gave them 50 grand, like right off the bat. And I had a payment schedule and they didn't even honor it. So, and that was for my previous ones. And then I didn't really make any income after that because I was busy working, but it showed like reported income, I guess, from going off of being like a realtor. I mean, I don't understand all of it because I really don't like taxes. Obviously probably no one does, but, basically, that's why I had to hire a tax attorney to do a settlement and fight them.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's good old IRS for you.
But, yeah, well, I never even knew that they could do assumed incomes based off of somebody's previous history. That sounds ridiculous to me. But apparently
yeah.
They can when you're in a commission-based income like I was for so many years in a row.
Yeah, I guess what they'll do is if you don't file, then they'll just file your taxes for
uh-huh.
you and...
Didn't know they did that because they have absolutely not one 1089 on file for me.
Good stuff. Wow. I'm sorry you're going through that, first of all. But yeah, let me find out because with factoring, it should just be based off of your invoices, obviously. And then that's how
mm-hmm.
it'll work. But it could be a factor, and I want to make sure, because I haven't ran into this yet before.
Yeah, because like I was explaining to Bruce, because he's not a factoring company, and so I was like trying to explain to him that basically up until 6 months ago, I had no issue with getting my checks. My billing company that I had made a series of errors when I guess the codes changed in 2016. So like every year or every couple of years, I guess the insurance companies get to change billing codes. And the billing company I was using apparently was not up on mental health, billing. They're normally like doctor's office billing, which I didn't know because I was getting paid. But I guess it was really easy to get paid when they had the right codes. And so they weren't up to date on the fact that mental health billing codes changed. And so I ended up getting billed as an actual doctor's visit instead of a facility, which is why I have a $2 million outstanding AR right now. So my new billing company just had to go back and rebill all of it, and they're the ones that notified me and said, listen, they billed all your stuff incorrectly. That's why you stopped getting paid.
Nice.
So that's why I sent over what my AR is with my proof of normal customary rate. I mean, we've always had to fight to get paid, right? I mean, that's just what they do. But never like this. Never where my checks just stopped. Never where they were coming in at like $100 a day instead of like $1,000 to $1,800 a day. For my billing. So it made no sense to me. And my billing company kept saying, oh, no, we put it in appeal. They did nothing with it, I found out. Nothing. Didn't appeal it, didn't rebill it, nothing.
I apologize. That's not fun.
No, it's not fun. I mean, it's so, like I was trying to explain to Bruce, I mean, it's a little bit harder if I'm not working with a company that typically lends against understanding insurance billing and how billing practices work and all of that. So either way, it just sucks. But I need to make a decision pretty quick here, because if I can't lend against my billing or get some money in until my new billing gets processed and paid in, then I need to probably consider just shutting down my program. And unfortunately, at that point, then no active NPI means that I won't be able to collect my billing.
Gotcha.
So, well, yeah, either way, they kind of have me screwed. So I either need to figure out how to get through the next 60 days, 30 days till my checks come, or I have to close down and send everybody who's at my program trying to get help home to potentially die. It's awesome.
Man, that's tough. All I can do is apologize.
You don't need to apologize. I'm just trying to explain the full scenario of why I want to be up front and figure it out before I have anyone even work on it, because if that's the case, I need to sit down and regroup and think what I want to do, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of hard money lenders because I flipped so many houses, so I could probably reach out to someone, but it's like I didn't want to bring anybody else into my business either.
Right. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah. So if you want to find out, I mean, if that's going to factor in, then it'd just probably be the best for you to know up front.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you letting me know. And it's 3:40 here, so let me try to get a hold of my underwriters real quick. They should still be there. I know they've just been slammed busy lately, but let me try to get an answer for you as soon as possible, and I'll let you know.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You too, Heather. Thanks.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.